Mexico and products, in particular cars. The whole ball game is cars.
Boeing is readying a software update for those still grounded Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets, along with new pilot training to
eliminate the possibility of unintended MCAS activation and prevent an MCAS-related accident from ever happening again.
With an anti-stall system being implicated in two crashes, Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg says they are sorry.
And we extend our sympathies to the loved ones of the passengers and crew on board Lion Air Flight 610 and Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302.
Beyond disappointed, that's what Timothy Pitson's aunt says, now that the person who came forward in Kentucky to claim he's the Illinois boy who disappeared at age 6 in 2011 and just escaped kidnappers is really a 23-year-old man.
Timothy's father is devastated once again.
Brian Reaney is an ex-con, just got out of jail. This is Fox News.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now, for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And right now, get $100 off the purchase of a mattress when you text CRASH to 84888. Yes, $100 off, but only when you text CRASH to 84888. That's C-R-A-S-H to 84888.
Former Vice President Biden, who is still considering a run for president, will speak publicly this morning, addressing a union in Washington for the first time since seven women came forward to accuse him of inappropriate touching that wasn't sexual but made them uncomfortable. Biden put out a video the other day saying he'll be more mindful of personal space.
Would you vote for Joe Biden? Well, I'm going to vote for myself.
That was Howard Schultz last night at a Fox News town hall forum.
Are you making a declaration?
We have 18 months to decide that.
Schultz, the former Starbucks CEO, is considering an independent run for president. He says he does see a path to victory.
Both the Republicans and the Democrats, if they have their way, Republicans will take the Affordable Care Act away. I don't agree with that. And the Democrats are trying to do something, Medicare for all. 180 million people will lose their insurance. Not a good idea.
Gotcha.
There's a better way.
We will find out later this hour how many people were hired in March. Economists predict 175 to 180,000 jobs were created, and the unemployment rate may have remained 3.8%, but they were wrong last time, way off when the report for February showed only 20,000 new jobs. And this report could affect Wall Street for now. Stock futures are up modestly ahead of the opening bell. This the day after the Dow gained 166 points. A stone won't be rolling for a while.
What a drag it is getting old.
75-year-old Mick Jagger is recovering and cooling his moves after successful heart surgery this week in New York City. Sources tell Billboard the Rolling Stones frontman is in great health. Fortunately, it wasn't open heart surgery, so Jagger will recover faster. The Stones had to delay their No Filter tour, but the promoter says the rock legends should be back on the road by July.
That's Carmen Roberts. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
Swing and a long fly ball into center field. Get up, baby. Oh, yeah! A home run and the Cardinals win it.
It's time to fly with the Redbirds on the 2019 season. Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball. WSOY Decatur 1340 AM at 103.3 FM.
There's a long one to left. Another home run for Paul Goldschmidt.
Redbirds play their first game at Busch Stadium against the Padres on Friday. A 2:20 pregame with a 3:15 first pitch.
And the Redbirds pick up the victory.
Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball. WSOY Decatur.
Here is Matt Hall with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Getting a little lighter out there. Patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise cloudy with a high near 60 for tonight. A little bit of fog out there as well, but mostly cloudy with a low around 46. For your Saturday, gorgeous. Mostly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Saturday night, a 30% chance of showers after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 55. And for your Sunday, unfortunately, a chance of showers and some thunderstorms possible with a high near 72. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 48 degrees.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, April 5th edition of Buyers and Company. We're kicking off the St. Teresa Mega Raffle, your chance to win big. Our first winner of 10 tickets announced in just a couple of seconds, but give us a call right now at 875-1340. The Mega Raffle, $100,000.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday, the April 5th edition. And Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports this hour. We'll have the Brinkotter home highlight. And what else? Well, we're going to highlight some of the Sunday open houses and with Tom in studios. We also have St. Teresa guests coming in this hour. And we have our very first winner of 10 free tickets. And it is none other than Biggie, Matt Beck. Won 10 free tickets this past hour. Because he, like many others, called in at 875-1340, took advantage of the great deals that we're offering today. And among those deals is you buy two, you get a third free. You're going to get that no matter what. You buy three, you're going to get two free. You buy five, you're going to get five free, right? So the best deal is a $500 donation to St. Teresa today will get you 10 tickets. And you're in the drawing for another 10 tickets and $500 cash prize this morning, not to mention the super early bird $10,000 prize or the ultimate prize, which is the $100,000 mega raffle win. So 875-1340. We're starting all over. We'll do 10 more free tickets at the top of this hour. All you have to do is buy one to get in, but you can take advantage of those bundle packages and buy more. But you can't do it without calling 875-1340 or going to stmega.com and do it now, please. Slows down a little at the beginning of the hour because everybody's like sort of anticipating the end of the hour when we give away the 10. So call in right now and get in on it. 875-1340, 875-1340. Tickets are $100 each. They can be purchased at stmega.com or call 875-1340. Or you can stop by at 250 North Water in downtown Decatur. Cash, check, credit card. Only $5,000 or only 5,000 total tickets, excuse me, will be sold in the grand prize drawing. All righty. When I think about my entertainment and I think about the month of April, I am so excited. I don't need more football. And I think this is probably why these leagues don't succeed. I know everybody, football numbers have been down, right? I mean, you know, the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not like we're not to a saturation point. I mean, I think if people have enough entertainment options, do they need football year round? I think both these leagues will fail. The one already has, clearly, and I think the next one will, too. I just don't think there's enough. There's not enough talent. There's not enough fan base. There's not enough. I mean, I get why communities would want to have one of these teams, sort of, I think. I don't know. I have zero interest in it.
I think it is. The interesting part about the last league that unfortunately just folded was some of the things they had, you know, brought in. So instead of you had to go for two instead of kicking extra point. It was if you wanted to go for an onside kick, now you get the ball one chance to get a first down. There's different rules that could have been interesting. Maybe the NFL adopts. Could be the same thing with the XFL. Maybe. That's the only really intriguing thing for me anyways that maybe, but okay, it's not enough for me to watch.
No. So it really doesn't matter. If at the end of the day you are a fanatic, meaning that you're in the percentage of people who are going to watch the NFL no matter what, and if it's not enough to make you watch, it's not enough to make me watch,
sure,
it's not enough to bring casual fans, you don't have enough people.
Right.
You just don't.
Right.
I tend to find myself in sports seasons, whether it's Major League Baseball or the NBA or even the shortened 16-game, you know, season of the NFL. The beginning of the year, I don't really care. I mean, I don't, like, start watching until it gets exciting.
Sure. Oh, yeah. That's how I am nowadays.
Are we up 3 hours on a Sunday? You know, no, because, right, but the problem for this, like any other league, is for advertising purposes, 5 years ago, you're not the target range to sell Mercedes-Benz or, you know, Rolex watches or what. So it gets into a supply-demand thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at April. I don't care if any sports happen. I don't care about baseball at this point. I know Topps has described the early schedule and why some of these games and these series matter maybe a little earlier this year than normal. I get it. It's still 162 games. I mean, it's hard in April. You know, we haven't even literally had opening day yet, you know, at Busch Stadium. It takes place a little later today. But I look at April, and there are, according to Rotten Tomatoes, 12 shows that you should binge watch this April. Now, okay. I don't know if that I'm going to go along with all 12.
Okay.
I mean, I'll just tell you the ones on the list of 12 that I think is absolutely right. And what I'm very excited about. Have you watched Brockmire?
Oh, yeah.
What is that on?
I want to say it's not on, like, I think they play it on Amazon, but it's actually on IFC. The channel IFC, I believe, has...
Independent Film Channel?
Yes, they do it now, and then they go from there.
Okay. And that is Hank Azaria doing the whole sports guy thing, right?
Yes.
Is it good?
I think it's great. I do. I mean, it's over the top a little bit, but he plays that character so well. As a guy that you envision calling your baseball game on the radio from back in the 80s that's still trying to hang on now.
His voices are great. And I've heard him do an interview as Brockmire, like on the Dan Le Batard show. I mean, you know, in character. That sounds just hysterical. Now, there are the first two seasons, right?
Yes.
And you can watch it on Amazon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So the third season is coming back in April. So you got about 6.5 hours of investment time for the first two seasons.
Done.
That's what I love is I'm going to break down times for you.
Okay.
What do you need to invest to do this? You can 6.5 hours. You can catch up on Brockmire and be in time for the third season. Mm-hmm. All right. 875-1340 is the telephone number. Keep calling and buying your Mega Raffle tickets. There is a Cloak and Dagger series. It is a Marvel series. Marvel has their hands in just about everything.
Yeah, they do.
And they are on Freeform, whatever this is.
Never heard of it.
I guess you can also get the back episodes on Amazon. And there's approximately 7 hours of episodes from the first season. This is something that I have not watched that I probably won't watch. Okay. I also don't have any interest in Sabrina the Teenage Witch. You know, there's some other things that are popping up, you know, with that. The Chi. Is that how it's pronounced? Is that what we call it? The Chi?
I think so.
Chi? The Chi? Sure. About Chicago?
Yeah, I think so.
They say Chirac. I mean, is it Chirac? I don't know how they pronounce that, not being from Chicago. There's a brand new series coming to Showtime. Well, actually, second season of this series. And season two premieres on April 7th, so this weekend you'll be able to get that. Approximately 8 hours to binge on the first season. Now, those are so-so. I really don't know about those. I will tell you that what you really need to catch up on is Killing Eve. Season 2 premieres on BBC America this weekend on April 7th, so the second series premieres. Now, you can get the series free first year at Hulu, and you're going to get 6 hours or 6 episodes. British TV is strange. Their seasons are like 6 episodes. You know, they don't do like the 21 like network stuff we do, or even some of the cable stuff, which is a little shorter, but still longer. So you got to have. I'm sorry, they did 8 episodes. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have an 8 hour commit, or no, 6 hours. 6 hour commitment to binge watch the first season. And if you haven't watched Killing Eve, I don't even know where to begin.
It is, it's not really what I expected. The bad person, the bad girl, whatever, quote unquote.
Villanelle?
She's fantastic.
She's better than Sandra Oh. I know everybody like talks about how great Sandra Oh is, and she is.
Yes.
But they are one-on-one. I mean, they just one-up each other throughout the entire series.
It's unbelievable. I was really impressed with her. I'd never heard of her before. She was good.
Yeah, she's a relative newcomer. She's British as well, although she plays a Russian in the show. I didn't even want to give anything away. I would just tell you, because don't you love to just walk into something completely like ignorant and just be wonderfully surprised?
Yep.
I don't give away anything. If you have not watched Killing Eve, go to Hulu right now, binge the 6 episodes. You've got until like Sunday night.
before the premiere of season two on BBC America. But Hulu has the episodes. You don't have to purchase them because they'll do that to you. You know, if you're not careful, go to Hulu. They have them for free. And then, of course, we have Game of Thrones, season eight. And I was watching the trailer yesterday, and I don't know really what to expect. I don't know if it will be a letdown. I mean, I don't know. Can it live up to the hype? It does make you wonder. Here's the investment you have, though, for catching up on Game of Thrones. Because they're coming next weekend will be the season eight, the final season premiere of Game of Thrones. But you're going to have to invest 65 hours to get the first seven seasons in.
Wow. Wow. I thought the Marvel Universe was going to be daunting. I think it's 45 hours you've got to watch, or 46 hours. That's a lot of time.
That's seven seasons of episodes that you need to catch up on before the season premiere of the final season, season eight, next weekend. All right, 875-1340. The Mega Raffle is underway. Win yourself 10 free tickets. You can buy two, get one free. Buy three, get two free. Buy five, get five free. That deal's open to everybody at 875-1340. But every hour, we're giving away 10 free to one lucky ticket buyer. We also have a $500 cash prize we're giving away today. Call right now at 875-1340. Ultimately, you could win $100,000. You could take the year off, binge whatever you want to binge, just full time. 875-1340. Here's the one that I will give you. Now, Lindsay refuses to watch this, and I don't know why.
Okay.
She's just got something in her head. I think we watched the first episode of the first season, and she didn't like it, and she didn't stick with it long enough. But Amazon has an original show called Bosch.
Oh.
And in that series, Harry Bosch, it's a series of books that was written by Michael Connelly, who is a very famous author. It's set in Los Angeles. He is a former military guy who's a Los Angeles detective. It's very, like, noir detective stuff. One season is all around, like, one case. You know, so it's one of those things that builds and builds and builds. It is really probably the best crime series you've never heard of, because, you know, and it is really, really good. Now, you have about 30 hours. There's the first four seasons that you can catch up before the series debut on April 19th. And the Amazon series, of course, unlike Game of Thrones, when it comes on the 19th, all the episodes will be available, so you can just watch the whole season. It is really good. If you like smart cop stuff, like The Wire, you know, those kind of things, Bosch is fantastic.
Okay.
It's on Amazon. It's an Amazon original. 875-1340 is the telephone number. Cobra Kai season two's coming.
I saw that trailer last night.
Now, do you have what was formerly YouTube Red, which is now, I guess, what do they call it? YouTube
TV?
Premium?
Or YouTube Premium? I do not.
Yeah.
I do not. I can't pull the trigger on that.
Evidently, did you watch the first season of this?
I did.
And?
It was okay. It was okay. You know, you root for Johnny. Yeah, I feel like you root for Johnny. And I think back when I first saw Karate Kid back in the 80s, it was you hated Johnny. He was a hateable guy. But then as I've gotten older, I feel bad for Johnny. You see kind of how things went. So now he's trying to build himself back up. But the Russo-Johnny connection is still there. It's okay.
Okay. 875-1340 is the telephone number. Mega Raffle is underway. About 40 minutes from now, Howard G. Buffett and Tom Schneider and Tanya Anders will be in studios to talk about this latest $25 million gift. Rachel Devereaux, do you watch The 100?
No, I do not.
Okay, I thought this was aimed at you, but evidently it's not. The CW. Do you feel creepy watching The CW if you're a certain age? I mean, do you feel like it's like someplace you shouldn't be, like Snapchat? Do you feel like just being there makes you a little creepy?
I don't know about creepy.
No, not you. I'm talking about Matt Hall now. Matt. Now, I mean, it's aimed at you. I'm saying, do you feel like there's an age level where you feel Joe Biden-ish if you're hanging out at The CW?
No, not yet. I think I'm coming up, but you'll be 40 soon, so I'm still on that kind of edge of, okay, maybe I can get some of this stuff. But I'm getting to that point pretty quick.
Okay, The 100. I love this show. And it literally takes place 97 years after a nuclear war wiped out most of humanity, and the thousands remaining are on a like an arc link like spaceship that is over Earth's orbit, and the 100 in the title is the 100 juveniles they send back to the Earth 97 years later to see if it's inhabitable or habitable.
Okay.
And then it goes from there. This is a smart television show. It is a very smart. I know it's aimed at young people, but it is a smart, airtight concept. There have been 5 seasons of this. You got 50 hours of catching up to do, but season 6, it's making its debut just right around the corner on April 30th. It is a really, really, really good show. And it is a show I found via Netflix like 2 years after it had been on TV.
Sure.
And then watched all of it. It's really good.
Okay.
It's got a Lord of the Flies thing at the beginning that constantly evolves. And at the end of season 5, man, it took a direction I didn't see coming anywhere. It's evidently based on a series of books. I know there's a lot of teen angst books like Hunger Games. I mean, you got all this stuff, sort of this
sure.
dystopian future kind of thing. This is a smart TV series.
Okay.
Called The 100. Coming back April 30th. I just gave you everything you need to know about the month of April.
That's a lot.
And all the binging you can do. 50 hours, by the way, if you want to get caught up on The 100.
That's doable.
All right. However you're binging, in my opinion, the best way to do it is with Xfinity and their internet speed, because you've got literally your watch, your pods, your tablet, your TV, your phone, your smart speaker. You've got like 900 devices in your home running off literally the Wi-Fi. And we have X1 is unbelievable. So if I'm in one room watching something on a tablet and she's in one room watching something on TV and he's in there doing his homework on his phone. You got to have, I mean, it's not a question of whether you have to have fast internet anymore, right? I mean, it's how we expect to be entertained and informed in life. It's not sort of like back in the day where you had a dial-up modem and you had that really annoying, you know, sound and you were just like going, oh my God, we've got the internet. No one wants to sit and have things buffer, right? I watched last night the 85 Bears on Amazon. I don't want that thing to sit there and spin. I want to watch the show. So we have that type of service in our home with Xfinity, and it is absolutely amazing, and it powers all of our devices. Easy, simple, awesome. And I would highly encourage you, as you're getting ready to, oh, I don't know, binge watch all 60 hours of Game of Thrones, getting ready for the final season, or any of these great shows we just told you about in the month of April, check it out. Get started and call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or drop into an Xfinity store today for more details. You will not be sorry. It will literally run at the speed of your life, which is what we're all asking for anyway. Call right now at 875-1340. You got 26 minutes before we draw our next winner of 10 free tickets. Give us a call. Buy a ticket at $100, 875-1340, 875-1340. The Mega Raffle. Someone's going to win $100,000. Somebody's going to win that super early bird prize of $10,000. Somebody's going to win 10 free tickets this hour. Somebody's going to win a $500 prize at the end of the show today. Give us a call right now at 875-1340. You can use your credit card, invoice, check, stop by the studios, or go to stmega.com. We'll be back after the WSOY 3-day forecast. Here is Matt Hall.
Patchy fog before 10 o'clock today, but otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 60. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 46 degrees. For your Saturday, absolutely gorgeous. Mostly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Saturday night, 30% chance of showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 55. And for your Sunday, unfortunately, a chance of showers with maybe a thunderstorm mixed in and a high near 72. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 48 degrees.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago, with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Buyers and Company podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Buyers and Company podcast whenever you want it.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region, higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Buyers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. 875-1340 is the telephone number. Matt Beck was the winner of our first 10 free tickets today. I don't know, Matt, you could, I guess, maybe donate those back. I'm just going to put a little public pressure on Matt. You don't have to, seriously. You can win 10 more. We're giving away at the top of the hour, but they have the bundle package, which is available for anyone that wants to call in. Two tickets, you get one free. You buy three tickets, you get two free. You buy five, you get five free. And there's so many chances to win here. You've got not only today, the free tickets we're giving away every hour to all the names that purchase tickets today goes into the drawing for that. We got a $500 prize we're giving away courtesy of Hickory Point Bank. You got the super early bird drawing, $10,000. Then, of course, you got the grand prize, which is $100,000. So give us a call right now at 875-1340. This is the official kickoff of the 2019 annual St. Teresa Mega Raffle. And the 24th, that is really hard for me to believe. I do remember the conversation in and around the first year. They gave away a house. I remember that. And second year, they went to cash, and it's been that way ever since. All right, Mr. Daly, I got to ask, when we talk to folks about St. Teresa and we ask them to sort of explain the family, the community, I mean, it is kind of hard to explain. You see it when you're there, right? I mean, it's obvious to people who are part of the community.
Oh, absolutely. The people who are part of the community or within the St. Teresa community really, you know, when we come together, it's just a great synergy thing. You know, we care about all our students. The families are involved, whether that's athletics, whether that's the fall play, the spring musical, any concert that we do. I mean, we're all involved in this stuff, and it's great to see the families when they come in and, you know, we know each other, we know their names. You know, that type of thing is really what makes St. Teresa special.
Now, do you own an orange blazer, or is that just solely within Ken's sort of purview?
I think that's within Ken's sort of purview. I'm usually the guy in the blue, you know.
That's
the
okay.
The other color for St. Teresa.
Gotta go with your own
orange
look.
And blue.
Yeah. Orange
so,
and blue, right. That's
you know,
exactly
I'm kind of the more blue kind of guy. So.
All right. Well, let's bring into the conversation Judy Lorash from Hickory Point Bank and
Good
Maya
morning.
Fem Fonbell, guidance officer. What is a guidance officer?
Well, it's like a school counselor. It is a guidance counselor, school counselor. It's all basically helping the kids as they navigate the high school process.
Okay. You guys really are hands-on, though, I mean, with kids and getting them prepared for the next the numbers are, the statistics are off the charts about what kids do when they graduate from St. Teresa.
Absolutely. Everyone at St. Teresa can go to college unless that's not their path that they're choosing. So whether you're first in the class or last in the class, there's a path to college for you. And we prepared the kids through coursework and helped them through the college application process, which is rigorous and demanding and different than when we all applied. So I've learned all about the college process. I enjoy. I actually love doing it and helping the kids and seeing them succeed.
Now, that, but you mentioned something earlier, and I think there's been sort of a renaissance of this, which is important. I mean, you know, whether it's the military or trades, I mean, you know, there are options for kids. I mean, I think for so long we said, no, this is the only option, and maybe that was a mistake, you know, in education, because if you look at the incredible careers that are available, there's a lot of smart people that go out and don't accumulate a lot of student debt and go on to make a lot of good money.
Right, and I think it's really important to listen to your student, listen to your child, and be mindful of what's the best fit for them. Great example, college admission scandal right now, the Laughlins. Their daughter had a YouTube career selling cosmetics, and they, you know, went over and above to get her into USC, and it's not what she wanted.
Yeah.
So you really have to listen to your child, show them the path that's best for them.
Okay, great stuff. All right, well, we really appreciate the partnership with Hickory Point Bank. You know, we do a lot of things. We were just right off of the Community Leaders Breakfast yesterday. We were out there with Carl and the crew. Dave Brandon was in a little earlier.
I know, I missed it.
You missed it?
I missed it, but I heard it was great. I heard the speaker was wonderful and very funny, actually.
He was funny. You know, for a football player, you know, they get hit in the head a lot, you know, over all those years, and he seems to have held up pretty well. So $500 prize we're giving away today.
That's right.
How cool is that?
Absolutely. That's right. We try to give back to the community.
Well, this certainly you guys support so much here locally. It is absolutely amazing with just the number of things that we do together. I know we've got the big business expo still ahead, and there's a lot of things that are happening along with Neuhoff Media and Hickory Point Bank. But this morning you guys have sort of incentivized people calling in today, because someone's going to win a $500 prize courtesy of Hickory Point Bank just for buying tickets. And you might win 10 free. So give us a call right now at 875-1340, 875-1340. And you can call in, you can use your Visa, MasterCard, American Express. You can also stop in here at the station at 250 North Water in downtown. You can also go to stmega.com. And if people are doing that online today, they're also in the drawing, Larry, right? I mean, so you guys are checking the back end. So people who buy tickets online today are in the drawing for these 10 free.
Absolutely. And we're watching that. So, you know, no problem. Either way will work.
All right. So give us a call, 875-1340. That is the telephone number. And if you do right now, you can get in. You got about 28 minutes or so before we draw our next winner of 10 free tickets. Now, $100,000, right? Every year, everybody has their sort of thing. Like, what would you buy with your 100 grand? What would you do with your $100,000? Larry, what would you buy?
Oh, my goodness. He's putting me on the spot.
Now, you can't win, right? Because even if you win, you got to give it back. You're the principal.
The principal of the school.
Yeah.
So,
So you're in, like, a horrible position. Support it, but you can't win. But what would you buy if you could?
Oh, my goodness. Another farm. It's the possibilities are endless. I mean, if you've got $100,000, I mean, just this, think about, you know, put the kids through school.
Yeah, Maya, that would go a long way towards a college degree, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or that boat or car or vacation or whatever it is you want. Now, I tell people every year you can support this because St. Teresa is a great institution and a thing to support, or you can support this just because you want to try to win the $100,000. Money's going to be put to good use no matter what. But go ahead and give us a call at 875-1340. There's a winner every year. Somebody walks away with 100 grand. And then the super early bird prize this year, brand new $10,000 coming up on May 3rd. So call us right now at 875-1340. Thanks again to Hickory Point Bank. We really appreciate you as a partner in the community.
Thank you very much.
All right.
It's been a pleasure.
It's good stuff. And then thank you for not wearing the orange blazer. It's a little bright in the morning. I got to tell Ken at like 6:20.
I feel excluded.
Yeah,
I saw Ken's jacket.
Wow, that is orange. All right, Amaya, we appreciate you as well. We're going to take a break. When we get back here, we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Still ahead here today, Howard G. Buffett will be in the studios. We'll talk about this new $25 million gift to the Community Cares campus. Tupper straight ahead. Here's Matt Hall with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
A little foggy out there before 10 a.m., but otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 60. Tonight, mostly cloudy again with a low around 46 degrees. For your Saturday, absolutely beautiful. Mostly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Get out and enjoy it. For your Saturday night, 30% chance of showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 55. And for your Sunday, a chance of showers with a thunderstorm maybe mixed in, a high near 72. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 48 degrees.
Get ready, Decatur. Courts of Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Tougher on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, now's the time to jump in at 875-1340. A couple lines open if you want to get in, get your raffle ticket, your mega raffle ticket. You can win $100,000 in about 25 minutes. Somebody's going to win 10 free, so give us a call. Buy your ticket now at 875-1340. Buy two, get one. Buy three, get two free. Buy five, get five free. That's your best deal of the day. As that will literally get you 10 and maybe win another 10 chances at $100,000. All right, now it's time for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We start today with the NCAA tournament.
I think when we first fill out our NCAA tournament brackets, after the field is set on Selection Sunday, in part we pick teams we think will win, but I think also we kind of pick teams we want to win. I think it's kind of fun to create dream matchups and then hope we'll see them as the, you know, with all their star power and their players and their blue blood programs and the legendary coaches, you know, on my bracket, I had Duke and North Carolina in the final, which would have been a lot of fun and would have been a ratings monster for CBS. But those teams didn't hold up their end of the bargain. They lost before they could reach this weekend's Final Four. Outside of their home states, I don't think many people back on Selection Sunday were clamoring for Texas Tech and Auburn to make up half of the Final Four field. But while the star power might have been diminished along the way as those other teams dropped off the board, the quality of the games has been so good that I certainly don't have anything to complain about. I think the tournament's been terrific. And I trust we will see three more very good games tomorrow and Monday. The two national semifinal games will be tomorrow, beginning with number 5 seed Auburn against the only remaining number 1 seed in the field, Virginia. That game will tip at 5:09. And then the number 3 seed Texas Tech against 2 seed Michigan State at about 7:50, both those games on CBS. The two winners will meet Monday night for the national championship. You know, take your pick from these four teams. You know, I think you can make a legitimate case for any of these teams. And that certainly includes the two underdogs. Auburn is a 5.5-point underdog against Virginia, and Texas Tech is a 2.5 to 3-point underdog against Michigan State. And for me, anytime we have a Big Ten team in the Final Four, I've got a kind of an easy rooting interest there. I just don't have allegiance to Texas Tech or Auburn or Virginia. And I like Tom Izzo's Michigan State team this season. He's won one national title, and that was back in 2000 with a great lead guard named Mateen Cleaves. And now he has another similar lead guard in Cassius Winston. He makes so many good decisions. When the ball's in his hands, you feel like Michigan State's going to get where they need to go. The only game this year I've seen in which that didn't happen for him was when they played at Illinois, and Illinois beat them, and Cassius Winston had 8 turnovers. But I've not seen him do that again. He's been very steady for them. If they play well and hit some shots, they can certainly win it all again. I think we're at the time now where you just don't worry about your bracket anymore. You just sit back and watch and root for two great games tomorrow. That's what we've been getting from this tournament, and that's what I'm expecting tomorrow. Two more great games.
All right. We'll talk a little baseball on the other side of the break with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's brought to you by Smith Tire.
Back to
to the track, the wall. It's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Brett Berg winner.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Cardinals opening day.
Yes, indeed. We thought it would be yesterday. It is going to be today. 2:30 for the ceremonies and 3:15 for the first pitch against the San Diego Padres. Jack Flaherty pitching for the Cardinals. It's interesting how baseball has sort of factored in the weather on these home openers. They usually, unless your team is playing in a dome stadium, where, you know, if weather is a possibility, they've given you your home opener date, and then they've usually given you a day off the next day in case the weather interfered. And that's such a big day for franchises, and then you have an automatic rescheduled day. And it's interesting, too, because at least a couple teams, I know the Cardinals did it and the White Sox did it, too. They postponed their game a day before the game ever got there. You won't see that during the regular season, but it worked out well for them to do it here. And so we'll see what happens today. And I'm already got an eye on Sunday's game when the Cardinals play San Diego, because Adam Wainwright scheduled the pitch. There's been a lot of concern, I would say, about Adam Wainwright. He looked really out of sorts his last start. And I think there's already a lot of speculation that, you know, there may not be anything left in the gas tank. He and Yadi didn't seem to be on the same page either. We'll see what he does here, but I don't think they'll wait very long. I think if he has a poor outing on Sunday, I think you could see maybe him, you know, sliding out of the rotation and maybe John Gant or somebody stepping in. We get injuries this time of year. We were talking about it on Sport Talk last night, and I was surprised when I see this morning that the Yankees now have 11 players on the injured list. That's crazy. We're in the first week of April, and they've got 11 on the injured list. Also, if you've seen a Yankees box score, you know that the guy who's been batting cleanup for them and sometimes number three is Luke Voit, the former Cardinal. And they've needed his power because of injuries to people like Giancarlo Stanton and so forth. The Cubs won their season opener and since have just stumbled. And I watched them a little bit last night, and I'm trying to put myself in Joe Maddon's place. What is a manager to do? I don't know what buttons you can push that will work when every person that comes into the game out of your bullpen just starts walking people. And I don't think there's anything more demoralizing in baseball than bullpen blowups. And the Cubs have had a bundle of them. And so we'll see. It also seems like we are destined to all have one eye on the Milwaukee Brewers this season. And lo and behold, as the Cubs try to end a losing streak, they are at Milwaukee tonight. And again, on Saturday and Sunday, the Cubs don't play their home opener until Monday when they take on Pittsburgh. So Final Four this weekend, Masters Golf next weekend. Brian, spring must be here.
It is, my friend. Enjoy your weekend, and we will check in with you first thing Monday morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, 875-1340 is the telephone number. Get in right now for the mega raffle. Someone's going to win $100,000. Someone's going to win 10 grand on that early bird drawing. Someone's going to win $500 today and 10 free tickets each hour. All you have to do is buy one. 875-1340. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, There's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby. Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box, that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, give us a call at 875-1340 right now and get in on the mega raffle drawing. 10 free tickets to one lucky winner coming up at the top of the hour. Right now it's time for the Brinkotter home highlight. We check in with Tom Brinkotter. 1044th Street. Where is this?
Good morning, Brian.
Well, good morning.
This is, if you know where the old Baker Woods Park is, this is right at the southwest corner of the old park off of 44th Street.
Okay.
If you go east on 36.
Okay, I'm with you now.
Yeah, out where the Doghouse restaurant was, you take a left and go right down 44th Street, and this sits on 2.7 wooded acres.
Yeah, it's a big piece of property, 4,568 square feet, four beds, four bath, built in 1993. Walk me through some of the highlights.
It's very private setting. Like I said, 2.7 wooded acres. There's some additional acreage behind it, 4,568 finished square feet. Large, the floor plan's phenomenal. You got a living room, family room, dining room, two bedrooms up, a very large kitchen, eat-in kitchen, and then you go downstairs and you have two absolutely huge bedrooms and an unbelievable rec room that walks out to a patio, and another additional 1,000 square feet of unfinished space if you want a workshop or additional storage. It's got it all.
Yeah, man, I'm looking at the pictures. It really does. This is just one of those kind of things you don't even know this house is there until you look directly at it, right?
Brian, I'm telling you, when the leaves come on the trees this spring, you won't even see this house from the road.
Yeah.
It is super, super private. There's additional vacant property behind this. There's another 14 acres behind this that's not developed.
That's unbelievable. So this is like a place where you can sit on your back deck and watch the deer.
Every night the deer have the same path every night. You'll see 20 to 30 deer, any piece of animal life you want to see is viewable from here.
All right. Minutes from the Decatur Country Club, shopping, entertainment venues. So this east end of town, you know, you and I both grew up there. This is a great place. And you're just, I mean, man, but you come right off of 36 and you just go right into like living out in the country.
Speaking of this location, and you don't find acreage like this within the city, but within 5-minute drive of this property, you have movie theaters, gas stations, grocery stores. You're less than a minute to the Decatur Country Club. You're less than a minute to the airport. If your kids go to Montessori school, Thomas Jefferson's going to be the Montessori school. They can walk to Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
If you got elementary age kids, you can walk to Bomb School. The location's fantastic.
Oh, it absolutely is. Now, this house is open on Sunday. It looks like you got a bunch, like 23 or something like that, open this weekend.
Yeah, we've got a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful weather, is what I'm hearing. We got 23 open houses, ranging in price from $45,000. To $392,000. So I think there's something out there for everybody this weekend.
All right. Well, check out the Open Sunday button on the front page of Brinkotter.com. And then we're going to kind of sort of amp things up next week. I'm looking forward to the whole new overhaul of the Brinkotter Home Highlight. I'll just tease everybody. We'll give you all the details next week, but I'm really excited about all this.
Yeah, we're very excited about Brian. Looking forward to it. Tease them a little bit, but one of the things is we're going to be in studio.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. So listen, enjoy your weekend. 23 open houses, and we'll see you for a brand new Brinkouter Home Highlight next Friday, Tom. Have a great weekend. Tom Brinkouter and the great crew there at Brinkouter.com. Had a chance to meet with all their agents the other day in a big meeting. And I got a lot of quality people that are out there selling homes. All right, all the open houses are available on the Open Sunday button at Brinkouter.com. All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to have our second winner of 10 free tickets. We're also going to bring Tom Schneider, Tanya Andricks, and Howard G. Buffett into the studios to talk about this latest $25 million gift to the Community Cares campus. Let you know a little bit about Baby Talk and DMCOC and what they do and why this campus is going to be unlike anything in the United States of America. I mean, and that is not an exaggeration or hyperbole. I mean, that is a fact. It is going to be unlike anything in the United States of America. Unbelievable. We'll take a quick break. Here's Matt Hall with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Still a little dreary out there today, mostly cloudy with a high near 60. Tonight, again, mostly cloudy, low around 46 degrees. Tomorrow, again, absolutely gorgeous, mostly sunny, a high near 70 degrees. Tomorrow night, 30% chance of showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 55. And then for your Sunday, showers and maybe a thunderstorm mixed in with a high near 72. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 48 degrees.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
Get up, baby! Get up! Get up! Oh, yeah! A home run and the Cardinals win it!
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Unbelievable!
Get ready, Decatur. Courts and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Proudly serving communities since 1977, RP Lumber is your source for anything, from lumber and building materials to light bulbs and paint. At RP Lumber, we believe that buying materials should be the easiest part of any project. Whether you are a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, our friendly team can help you find the right products for your project with the best service, best value, second to none. Come visit us today and experience the RP difference.
Packing.
Swing and a long fly ball into center field. Get up, baby. Oh, yeah! A home run and the Cardinals win it.
It's time to fly with the Redbirds on the 2019 season. Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball. WSOY Decatur 1340 AM at 103.3 FM.
There's a long one to left. Another home run for Paul Goldschmidt.
Redbirds play their first game at Busch Stadium against the Padres on Friday. A 2:20 pregame with a 3:15 first pitch.
And the Redbirds pick up the victory.
Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball. WSOY Decatur.
This is Buyers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. You know, yesterday, did you get a chance to meet Dan Hampton, the former Chicago Bear, who was a he's a member of the Hall of Fame and was a member of that 85 Super Bowl team? I watched that 85 Bears documentary last night just because Dan Hampton was in town yesterday. His fingers, first of all, he had hands like the size of like canned hams, right? I mean, they were just huge, but they were like all different directions from all of the injuries over the years. And one of them was like, I mean, it looked like almost a 90-degree angle bend, and that happened with Walter Payton, evidently, in a scrimmage at practice. So he kind of wears it like his hands were so big, a Super Bowl ring actually looked appropriate. You know, it didn't look gaudy at all. It looked like it was the right size. If you missed any of that yesterday, the podcast is available at nowdecatur.com. And one of the things that they were very excited about was the Devon Amphitheater, which is going to be opening very soon on the Lakeshore Landing down there in Nelson Park. And then yesterday we got a great bit of news. Around 2 o'clock, I believe, the press announcement went out about another $25 million gift to add to the Community Cares campus to support early childhood and all the way up to senior citizens. And it's our great pleasure to welcome to the program three very special guests. We know, of course, Tanya. Tanya and I won the WSOY MCA Challenge. I don't want to brag, but we, as a team, we did pretty good.
Yes, we did.
You weren't there to get the trophy, but congratulations to you. We had a lot of fun with that. Are you still logging all your food and doing everything that's, you know?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Good for you. Good for you.
Good habits might as well stay in them.
That's exactly right. Well, we also welcome an old friend to the program, former sheriff. I guess once you're sheriff, you're always sheriff, right? And I guess we could say that about both of our next guests. But Tom Schneider, who has been a good friend for so many years. When did you retire? You're probably going to blow me away with the answer. How many years has it been now?
2017.
So 2 years.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
It really is. It's gone by in a blink.
Yeah, it does. It does. It goes very fast.
Well, you guys are doing amazing things out at the Law Enforcement Training Center. We had an unbelievable tour there the last couple of weeks, and we're going to be out there doing some fun stuff for you guys over the next coming weeks. That's just an amazing thing. I know people drive by it every day. I don't know how many people actually know what's inside all those buildings, but soon you'll be able to see it.
It's a very special place, and it's a great start for people that are getting involved in both the corrections and law enforcement profession. And it's great to have you guys out there because it is a very special place.
Well, I was just looking at the on the wall. You've got like all the patches from all of the different departments and communities that have put people through the program, and they're all over the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. There's interesting patches too. I had some of my favorite. I mean, who decides what those look like? I mean, is that the sheriff's job?
You know what? It's usually passed along from one decade to the next decade to the next. But sometimes the new chief or sheriff that comes in will change the patch, and then it comes a little bit more special.
I'll tell you what's crazy. You go to the Brazen Head Pub in Dublin, Ireland, which is like 157 years old, and they've got one wall that's just police patches from all over the world. And I was sitting there, and I found a Macon County Sheriff's badge, and I found a Decatur Police Department badge while I was there in Dublin. How
so
cool is that?
So what you just told me is Jerry Dawson's been there.
Joel, yeah. Yeah, probably more than once. And also, our good friend Howard G. Buffett, former sheriff, now under-sheriff, sheriff with the Macon County Sheriff's Department, and a philanthropist and photographer and author, and the list goes on and on and on. I want to go back before we start talking about the $25 million gift that was announced yesterday, but go back to the original concept of the Community Cares Campus. Tell me about how you first got involved in the process and how all of this started back from day one.
Well, the way it started was as I was serving as sheriff, I had a lot of contact with people with substance abuse issues. And so we had a program there that started under Sheriff Snyder to try to help people get into programs. So if they don't have insurance or they don't have, if they don't qualify for Medicaid or don't have a Medicaid card, that they could get in, and we would pay for that process, which is typically about a 28-30-day process. And it's about $5,000 to put somebody through. And that's on the low side. And that's because we have a very good arrangement and relationship with some people in Springfield, so they've treated us very well. But at the end of the day, when somebody gets out of treatment, the real, you know, obviously that's a huge challenge, but the next challenge becomes what environment they're going to step back into. Can they qualify for some kind of housing? A lot of times they can't. I mean, they've had some kind of, I mean, the fact that we've probably seen them, this is not always true, but the fact that we've seen them is probably because they've ended up in our jail or talking to our detectives about a case. Sometimes we've had some people walk in the front door and say, here's my stuff, I need help. That's fairly unusual, but it has happened. So for the most part, you know, these people, when they get out, whoever, you know, whatever age, you know, whatever gender, I mean, it's the same problem, you know. when they get out, they don't have a good place to go, and they end up going back to the same environment they came out of, which many of them will be back using their drug.